This is just sort of like the hangout period where we're finding out the socials and everything. Okie dokie.
Yeah.
This is the start of the live
All right.
stream. This is just a test at this point. We are gonna put this on unlisted, so it's okay if we just talk it out and shit. Figure everything out.
All right, I got it in. All right, I'm gonna chat it in right now. Wait, David, where link? What link? Who link?
Yeah.
The missing
We
link.
need the link. I got it. I just uploaded on YouTube. I'm gonna tweet it out right now
Can
and
you make sure
then.
the audio works, Hayden? Just give it
Oh,
a
yeah,
check.
I th
Audio works. Good.
That's great. We're good.
I love how we're all little squares, like we're the Brady Bunch or something.
In the 1960s, television was not presented with the characters in little squares.
Oh, there I am. Okay.
Okay.
I sent the
Everybody, wait,
link.
quick question. Just a quick thing. Refrain from using the chat in the Zoom link. I mean,
Oh, like I just did. I
like you just
apologize.
did. Yes.
Sorry, just
Yeah,
really fast,
anybody
because
can.
you can't copy and paste in the chat. Can you also just email us the link? I'm so sorry.
No,
Yeah.
Cody, I texted you the link to it.
Undermine
Sorry.
the gaggy.
I DM'd you since
Daniel,
spawn.
send me the link on Twitter because I'm using my phone now and I cannot use my
I
computer.
showed you my
I showed you my
adaptation
link
of the
since
Fleshed
spawn.
Away screenplay. Please respond.
Where? Sewer water, the most delicious beverage.
Tyler, did you text me the new link?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right, I'm posting on the story.
Okay,
I'm gonna
everybody
post.
will just post everything now.
Yeah.
I still don't have the link.
I will email it to you all again.
I will send it to my table read group chat.
Join
And then Tyler, you already have
official.
the YouTube link, right? The new one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. There you
Link in bio.
Is it the one you sent at 8:38, or is that the old one?
That is old.
Okay.
Awesome.
Ooh.
No,
Yeah.
objection, Richard Jewell.
Yeah, we're doing Richard Jewell first.
Darn, foiled again.
Paul Walter Hauser is coming.
He's gonna play all the Richards.
Let me just finish the
He's gonna
social
play the
part.
Snickers bar.
Want some cookies, too? Want some more cookies?
I hope you guys appreciate my
Miles character?
the meme.
Oh, we appreciate the meme. All right.
Just one second before we officially start. For anybody who's already here from Film Twitter, we're doing the Fleshed Away table read in approximately 2 minutes, so stay tuned,
Nice.
everyone.
Why are we starting at 8:56:28?
Let's just say
Because that makes so
9 p.m. Let's
much
just say
sense.
ten
It
ten
makes sense.
9 p.m.
Why not?
Give them an even number. Give the people a number.
That's the question. Why? I asked the question. Why not? Why not start it? 8:58. Time is relative.
Yeah,
Is
it is. It's a
meaningless.
construct.
Is
Not
constancy.
real.
We
These
real.
numbers.
Any time is good time.
Oh, and also, everyone who's watching us in the stream right now, enjoy our amazing makeups.
Yeah.
Is it a makeup? We did it ourselves.
I have
Why am I
makeup,
the only
but
one who
I am
has no
going to
makeup on?
use this picture of LeFrog. The character I'm gonna play. I will just show it up anytime my lines.
I'm just gonna hold this up whenever I have to talk.
A friend just retweeted my tweet about Flushed Away. Yes. Thank you,
Good.
John. Thank you, John on film. We love
Oh, I
you.
love
All right.
him. I love John on film. John on film, if you're watching this, you're the boss, bro. You're
Yes,
great.
indeed.
God, open the door.
Should we all go off camera and mute except Brett?
Yes. Yes. All right. I'll introduce you all.
For those in early, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Brett, bye. Your time to shine.
All right. All right.
Wait. Okay.
It's echoing because I was playing. Okay. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Toy Box reading of Flushed Away. And this is going to be part of the full course. This is a podcast where we throw anything and anything on it that we want to do. That's about it. And so first off, there's going to be a brief history about how this became a thing. So this is actually me rectifying a bet I made. This movie that came out recently called Wonder Woman 1984. I told someone that there was no way it was going to come out on Christmas in theaters, and if it did, I would do a live reading of Flushed Away, the musical. Not the musical. I don't know why I said that. This arrived reading of Flushed
Away. Not too late.
But now we are here today, and we've got a lot of people to introduce, and we have a whole cast, and we're going to go through the entirety of the Flushed Away script. So first, we have Tyler playing Roddy. We have Cody playing Rita. We have Tristan playing Sid. We have Hayden playing Spike.
Hello there.
We have Avery playing Toad and the Slugs. We have Ben Stimberg playing Whitey.
Hello. Oh, hold on. Hello. All right.
We have Rocco playing the Frog.
Hi.
We have David playing like a ton of characters. the Hinge Frogs, most importantly, though. And then we have Lyd playing Miss Monroe.
Hello, love.
And we have Dan playing Peg Leg and Mr. Monroe.
The toilet hath been flushed.
And I think we introduced everyone. Does that sound right? Are we ready to go? Are we doing this?
Let's do it. Playing man.
Yeah.
Surprise fast food cameo.
Yeah, we also have different roles. Like all of us have different little roles here and there that'll surprise you guys. So
it'll be fun.
It'll be a good time. So we're going to start this. Also, I'm reading stage directions and other various characters, so including the opening. Are we ready?
Let's do this.
Everybody turn on their webcams.
All right.
Everybody turn on their webcams. For those listening, sit back, relax, and get ready to be flushed.
And enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Sounds like an amusement park.
Cars here. It's 9 o'clock already. We're going to miss our flight. Travelers checks passed. You have the tickets, darling? Tabitha, did you feed Roddy? Oops. I know we've forgotten something. Just know we've forgotten something. Roddy, where are you? We'll be back in a few days. So here's enough food for you. Here's a little more. Tabitha, here's a little more. I hope you're not overfeeding him. Of course not, Mom. Come on, Tabitha. Bye, Roddy. We don't want to miss our holiday. I'm coming. Closes the door. Sniffing, sliding down, opening the door.
When the cat's away, the mice will play. The holiday starts now. Everyone, music, maestro.
The music begins, Dancing with Myself by Billy Idol, with Generation X playing, grabbing a leg, playing like a guitar.
Hey, what are you all standing around for? I got a big day planned. Let's go, people. Chop, chop.
Selecting clothes.
Nope.
Selecting his shirt back and forth. Sits in the car, sitting on a jack, taking his jack out, throwing away.
Buckle up, everyone.
The car drives backwards with a woman falling off, driving forward and backward, driving down with a woman falling off. The golf club pulls a plea towards Sarati.
Four!
The golf club hits the heads, hiding the peas, looking at the people with no heads.
Oh, sorry.
Vacuums the peas up, whistling, checking off golf.
Game point, sir!
Throws the beach ball at the man lying down.
We win! We win, team, we win!
Claps the action figure, knocking it down, growling, checking off the beach, then putting a shirt on, then putting a shoe on, stretching his tie, sliding through a spine cover of movies of Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron, Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas, The Road to El Dorado, The Prince of Egypt, Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, Madagascar, Ants, The Last Castle, Shark Tale, Over the Hedge, Shrek. Shrek 2, Red Eye, Peacemaker, Polly, Old School, The Unrated Cut, Mouse Hunt, The Love Letter, Just Like Heaven, Galaxy Quest, Forces of Nature, Krius, Queen of the Schedule, See It's for Zanita, Macy and Owen's Day Out, Madeline's Dream, The Chaos of Karis, Nikki and Dylan, The Weisenberg Chronicles, The Adventures of Courtney and Brendan, The Julianus of Baca, A Fistful of Dollars, My Big Fat Greek Bottom, and The Heat of the Fridge, Goon with the Wind, Piddler on the Roof, Puckered Lips Now, Ratman, Ratman Returns Again, All the President's Own Teeth, The Manicuan Candidate, Death in the Venice 2 Zombie, Once Upon a Time in the Vest, You Only Live 9 Times, The Maltese Apology by Dickie Bird, Brief Incontinence, The Curse of Daddy, A Few Good Puns, 12 Angry Folks, Die Again Tomorrow, A Clockwork Potato, and Chicken Run, selecting Die Hard Tomorrow.
Perfect.
Walks towards the disc, shooting at the disc, putting in the DVD player, taking the target out, pressing the buttons on the microwave, popping some popcorn, then the car stops, then they watch Die Again Tomorrow.
Having a good time, darling?
Puts the popcorn in his mouth, tries to get the popcorn out, grabbing the action figure, spitting it out.
Oh, thank you.
Throws the arm away, throwing the action figure in her house, husband waits with his arms on his waist.
See you tomorrow.
Drives backwards, going in the house, brushing his teeth, laying down.
Good night. Good night.
Echoing.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Yeah. Well. Good night, then, Roddy.
Continue sleeping, hearing a rumble, gasping.
What was that?
Looking around.
Who's there? Wake up. I think there's someone in the house, Sarge. Wake up!
Opens the door.
Approaching enemy lines.
Roddy hears a rumble.
I'm armed and ready. At ease, soldier.
Puts an action figure down, turning on the light.
Give up your weapons. The mass destruction. Come and get me, enemy of freedom. Stop it. That's enough. Just tell Mom I love her.
Takes a battery out, hearing a rumble, climbing up, looking around, hearing a gurgle.
What?
Jumps out of a sink.
Yeehaw!
Continues looking around, falling down, looking at the chocolate monster, gasping.
Oh.
Sid comes out of the chocolate cake, then Roddy turns the flashlight on and off, with the head falling down, screaming. Then Sid appears, burping at Roddy.
Whoa. Ha. They do not like, repeat, not have the food like this in the sewer.
Sewer rat? Who? What? How did you get here?
I don't know. One minute, I'm in the pub. Next thing you know, whoosh. It's like a burst of water, man. Off I go. Shoot out the pipes. And well, here I am.
I have a plunger. We can shoot you right back.
Do you like seafood?
Can I call you a cab?
Seafood, get it? Have you got a TV?
Well, yes, but...
Say no more.
No, leave that.
Geronimo!
No, don't touch anything!
Would you look at the size of that monster?
Roddy runs down, taking a deep breath of his paper bag.
Careful, mate. Those aren't chocolate buttons.
Okay.
Sid turns on the TV.
It's the match of the century.
They got the final?
The FIFA World Cup final! Sid gasps. England!
Yes!
Germany!
Boo!
Wife, this Sunday, be there!
This place is great. I'm staying here forever.
The hot dog lands on Roddy.
What?
Roddy thinks of Sid playing ball.
Game point! Serve!
Sid throws a beach ball at Roddy, knocking him on the ground.
We win! We win! You lose! In your face!
Sid slaps Roddy and growls, showing off his muscles. Cut back to Roddy. Roddy turns off the TV.
Huh?
Right, my friend. You don't belong here. I'm afraid it's time for you to leave.
Taps his toe.
I would not do that if I were you, pal. Let me lay this out for you. This place is mine now. Sid says jump, you say how high. Comprende?
Roddy gasps.
Fetch us some Pop-Tarts from the kitchen, Jeeves. Oh, and be snappy about it.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
That's more like it.
But, before breakfast is served, perhaps you would care to take a whirl in the jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi?
Mm-hmm.
Interior bathroom day. Roddy and Sid stand on the toilet seat, looking down into the toilet.
You know what they say? You know what you are? You're a real gent.
Well, after a hot day of navigating sewer pipes, there's nothing better than relaxing in a jacuzzi whirlpool bath.
That looks so inviting.
Yes, the water is perfect. Now, you hop in and I'll press this lever to get the bubbles going.
Right, in we go.
Sid tries to jump in the toilet.
Oh, wait. No, we got off on the wrong foot before, but I think we're going to get along, don't you?
Swimmingly.
Be seeing you, my friend.
Sid pushes Roddy in a toilet.
You plonker. You think I don't know a toilet when I see one? You were going to flush me down the loo.
No, it's a big jacuzzi, deluxe model.
Then you won't mind if I get the bubbles going, will ya?
Well, not so ever, have mercy, no, I can't swim.
Bon voyage, my old cream cracker.
Flushes Roddy.
Hold your nose.
Can't do this.
You were going to try to flush me. Let's see how you like it.
Are you going to be my girl by the Jets plays? Swimming the pipe, hitting the pipe, falling in the water, sliding down, grabbing the toilet paper. Then the goldfish appears by Roddy.
Have you seen my dad?
Roddy throws the goldfish, falling into the water, screaming, drowning, dodging the teeth, swimming up, grabbing a chocolate bar, trying to swim backwards.
Oh, no.
He hits a sewer, falling in the water.
No, I can't swim. Swim. I'm in the sewer. No.
Roddy runs to the ledge, looking at the slug. They scream, getting up, looking around.
Hello? Help. I'm going to open my eyes and be home. This is all a bad dream. I'm not home. I want to go home. Stop it, Roddy. I want you to go home. Pull yourself together.
As the camera pulls away, we see the end of being maybe 20 slugs surrounding Roddy's frame.
I can't. Frightened. Stop it. All right, like, oh man, you can get yourself out of here, and you will. Never forget the blood of the courageous St. James Clan flows through your veins.
He finally notices the slugs. They all scream. He looks at a slug on his back, screaming, running away, hearing a horn. Extra, extra! Read all about it! Roddy notices a sewer door saying, London Waterboard.
A way out. Yes!
He runs to the sewer door, spinning around, falling down to the city graffiti painting on the ground, zooming out. Underneath it, it says, London from the Sky, by Rattine. A rat in the beret in a stereotypical Italian outfit approaches Roddy. Hey, that took me 3 years to draw.
I'm terribly sorry. 3 years?
I just finished it this morning.
3 years.
Roddy turns to reveal what can only be described as a New York City equivalent for sewer rats and creatures.
Good grief, what is this place?
Hold the bus, feed the flies, tuppence the bag.
It's a real city.
Roddy backs up into a teacup swing ride. One of the teacups has a broken handle. Roddy's suit gets caught and he is picked up by the teacup.
Ah!
On its literal second spin, it flings across the whole city. He crashes into a woman's laundry line. My smalls! Is that a bird? Is that a plane? Is that a guy wearing my underpants?
Actually, that was my line. It's, is that guy wearing me underpants?
Sorry. There we go. A typical country couple are bothering a rat who is dressed as a Queen's Guard soldier. Make a move, honey. Boy, you got a face like a frying pan. Come on, honey. I don't think he speaks English. The Queen's Guard moves out of the way. Hey, he moved. Didn't you get it? Roddy crashes on top of Tex. She takes a picture. Got it. Good.
Sorry.
As Roddy runs away, he bumps into Harold. It's coming!
What? Where? Who?
The Great Flood! Those floodgates won't ever hold forever, you know? We're doomed! You think we can go back the way from the truth?
Roddy backs into Colin,
a cop.
Hello. What's all this, then?
Oh, thank heaven, the policeman. This wacko has been chasing after me.
Morning, Harold.
Morning, Colin. How are you?
Can't complain.
Keep an eye out on this one. He's a bit of a loony.
What, me?
We're doomed.
What, me? Are you kidding?
Right. Let's give you a police escort home.
Oh, great. I live in Kensington, up there, the surface.
Up top? Oh, no. The humans don't like our sort.
Speak for yourself. They like me very much up there.
Oh, I don't like you at your attitude. I've got my eyes on you, Sunshine.
Roddy realizes his hand has been lying on a grill.
Don't!
A man in an old sailor's outfit with an eye patch.
So, you're trying to get up. Don't. Me hearty?
Roddy sees smoke and realizes it's his hand on the grill again.
Pegleg begins to season Roddy's hand with salt and pepper.
There's one person around here who might be able to help you. Might. Shady customer.
He puts fries on Roddy's hand.
The captain of the Jemmy Dodger. If you can find it.
He moves his eye patch to show that he has been wearing his patch on his only working eye. A goldfish jumps up with a big smile from the grill.
I know where it is.
Interior of the sewers. Roddy walks out from where he came in and looks around.
And remember the name of the boat, the Jammy Dodger. Jammy Dodger. Jammy Dodger. Jammy Dodger.
Thanks for bringing me this far.
It's revealed that Pegleg has been standing right next to the Roddy, holding a water bottle he uses as a megaphone.
You're welcome.
Pegleg walks back into the ominous manor. The Pegleg he has makes a whack sound every time he takes a step. It's obviously not the easiest thing to do. Yeah. Roddy walks into a massive dock area. It's almost pitch black. An eerie whistle signifying danger is heard throughout. Multiple bass ranged voices are making a druid sounding sound. Roddy stops and then looks down to see a choir of slugs. Roddy comes upon a boat.
Hello? Permission to come aboard.
Looks at the boat.
Ahoy there.
He notices a robotic hand move on the ship. He thinks nothing of it and begins to sneak more. The hand begins to finger walk towards him. Roddy turns around and it goes limp. Once again, the same sequence of events happens. This time, Roddy hears it, so he quickly turning around to try to catch it. But each time it evades his sight, until he grabs him and spins him around. It is bringing him towards a dark figure at the control area of the boat.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to intrude, Mr. Captain Skipper Thingy.
Out of the darkness, a female rat with red hair, a blue sweater, and flashy pants emerges. Rita.
Hey, that's Miss Captain Skipper Thingy to you.
Oops.
What are you doing on my boat?
Look, I've had a really bad day, and I just need your help. You see, I've been thrown out of my own home, flushed down my own toilet.
A finger from the hand holds his mouth shut.
Yeah, thank you. Too much information. I've got my own problems.
He's around here somewhere.
Rita quickly turns around and presses a button that releases the hand's grip from Roddy, sending him crashing to the deck.
Stay down and keep quiet.
Rita pulls down the sail of the boat, which is disguised as a brick wall.
Hey, who are you hiding from?
I said keep quiet. There's rats after me who'd like to kill me.
I'll contain my amazement.
Oh my god.
Right, all right. Quiet as a mouse.
Roddy leans up against the lever, blaring a horn at the sail. The sail shakes and shakes until it falls into the water. Rita turns back and gasps. Roddy looks down to see what he has done and stops leaning up against it. A boat's car lights can be seen emerging from the fog.
Over there!
You idiot!
Sorry about that. I'll be off then.
Roddy backs up slowly. On his way, his foot lands in a bucket and makes a loud crashing noise.
Sorry.
He falls down, but catches himself with the same lever for a horn. It blares again.
Sorry.
He hits a board that comes up and hits square in the face.
Sorry.
He places his hand on his walking plank, a ruler. It flings up and bonks, hit him on the side of the face.
Sorry.
He holds onto the ruler and he falls overboard to the water. Rita looks in disbelief.
You can't let her get away.
Roddy pops from the water around him. Again, are slugs. They scream their high-pitched screams. Rita is back on the boat, trying to crank the generator back into working order.
Come on, Jamie, me old mate, don't do this to me!
Boat bumps the jammy boat, which makes Rita fall down. The men from the rival boat come aboard and begin fighting with Rita. She takes out most of them, but as she is doing so, two giant white hands grab her and Roddy from the water, pulling them up.
A giant white mouse with a very nice suit and gold chain holds them both. He is wearing sunglasses.
Let me go, you pink-eyed freak.
Rita kicks Whitey in the face, knocking his sunglasses off. Beat.
I'm upset now.
Whitey looks at Roddy. His pink-colored eyes are building out of his head. They move from cross to straight.
Whatever's going on here, I assure you I am not involved. I am an innocent bystander.
A spotlight illuminates a giant shadow of a rat onto a brick wall.
Rita! You thought you could give us the slip.
Spike slips hard on the boat, crashing into everything in his path. He gets up, dazed, in a fighting stance. He is, in reality, a very small rat, with a very nice suit, mind you, slicked back hair and a gold tooth.
What are you looking at? Keep still, come on, then, fight!
He notices Roddy, Rita, and Whitey all looking at him awkwardly.
Who we got here?
I believe he said his name was Militant Bystander.
Millicent.
Actually, no.
Now, then, where's the rupee, Rita?
The boss wants it back.
I don't have your stupid ruby.
Okay, are we gonna do this the easy way or the hard way?
Oh, I think we should do this the easy way. Don't you, Spike?
No.
All right. Check the tin.
Good girl. See, Whitey? This is how I do it. Watch and learn, my son. Watch and...
The tin can pops out a gag snake that sends Spike flying into the atmosphere. His crumpled body crashes back into the can. Beat.
Was it in there?
Right! Rip it up, lads!
Hey, you get your filthy paws off my stuff!
Two of the henchmen are reading a book marked My Diary that reads for a second, and then both look up at her and giggle.
It's in here somewhere. I can feel it in me guts.
That'll be last night's curry. I'm the same. I've got me a bum like the Japanese flag.
Will you please tell these people I'm not involved in this?
Fine. Okay, all right, listen up. This gentleman, he's not from around here. Thank you. Just look how nicely he's dressed.
Well, thank you.
And why? Because he's an international jewel thief.
Precisely. Wait, what? No.
He stole the ruby from me. And if you just listen.
Why?
All right. It's time to bring out the persuader.
Spike takes out a nutcracker. It ominously cracks a nut. Rita gasps. Roddy gasps. And Whitey gasps too.
Your choice, mate. We could talk now, or we could talk later. Isn't that white, persuader?
Yes, in a much higher voice.
I made it back. Where are we at?
The persuader's alive, Spike.
The persuader's alive, Spike.
You'll be seen as a...
Page 21.
Oh. Alright, that's a good one, persuader.
I don't even know her. I don't know anything about anything.
Rita tries to run away, but Whitey grabs her tail and holds her upside down.
Careful, miss. You'll injure yourself.
Roddy looks
at his back pocket and notices a lump.
I know where it is.
Come on, then. Spit it out.
Don't you dare.
At her bottom. Is it me or is it oddly shaped?
You little snitch.
The booty's in the booty.
The persuader's mouth drops.
Hey.
Whitey shakes her continuously, making the ruby fall from her back pocket.
Oh!
Spike grabs the ruby.
Thanks, Smite! The boss is gonna be so happy with us!
Your toast.
Interior floating downriver. Rita, Spike, Roddy, and Whitney stand near the railing of the boat that is now floating down a river near the city we saw before.
So, you're from up top, eh? I used to work in a laboratory up top. Yeah. Big shampoo job. I was dark gray when we arrived. When we started. Yeah. Still, it cleared up me dandruff.
Interior outside of T's mansion. The boat approaches a huge sign that reads, Floodgate. The World Cup has become the most popular sporting event in the world. Interior, T's mansion.
Are you there, boss? We're back. I've got it, boss. The ruby. I found it.
Well, technically, Spike, it was Militia that found it.
A fly begins to peck at some food next to a large velvet red and gold trimmed armchair with the letter T on the back.
Actually, here, the name's Roddy. In exchange for my assistance, I was hoping you might...
Toad's tongue snatches the fly. We hear the fly yelp. The TV is turned off.
Yelp!
You might help me out of the pickle I'm in?
Toad runs around. Roddy yells.
Hello, Rita.
Hello, handsome.
And who is this? Is your new boyfriend, the waiter?
Boyfriend?
Waiter?
Spike takes the ruby to Toad.
The prize returns to me. Did you imagine that I'd let you steal it from me?
What? That jewel belongs to my father, and you know it.
Your father? A good-for-nothing scavenger just like his daughter.
Excuse me. Actually, I'm the one who found your ruby, so you, perhaps you'd be generous enough to repay the favor and help me get home.
Fly Lady begins to fly around. Toad grabs the Fly Lady with his tongue. Help me! He eats her.
Old of them.
No, please, I just want to go home to Kensington.
Oil bar. Up top.
Yes. Up top.
Huzzah! A man of quality.
Finally, somebody gets it.
Come. Let me show you my private collection. I know you'll find it diverting.
Whitey and Spike open a curtain revealing a shrine filled with the England-themed things. It is filled to the brim.
My shrine to beauty. Works of high art crafted in tribute to our beloved royal family. Victoria's bust. Rots in the porcelain.
Quite lifelike, won't you say?
Quite lifelike, wouldn't you say?
It's as if she was here.
Smooth to touch.
Easy, Dagger.
But come, let us restore the heart in the highlight of my collection. This ruby, fallen from the very brow of ancient kings. A true crown jewel.
Spike turns on the light, playing Rural Bonita.
Well, what do you think?
Fly.
Right away.
Fly Lady emerges from Toad's mouth, screaming. He eats her again.
Pardon me. My fly is undone.
Well, your ruby certainly is a biggie.
Indeed. How did it ever find me here in the underbelly of the world, in this dark, low place?
Speaking of which, I'd love to see more of your collection. It's very amusing, but,
Amusing.
Didn't you say I'd find it amusing?
I said you'd find it diverting, not amusing.
When I said amusing, what I really meant, in the sense of the ancient Greek muse, the goddess of inspiration.
Roddy backs up into a bobblehead that he saves from falling into other items perched on the top of the display pillars. The bobblehead's head breaks, knocking over Big Ben, knocking down like dominoes, touching the head slightly. It breaks entirely.
Smashing.
Roddy chuckles. The toad growls. Gets so angry his head inflates. Whitney grabs Roddy.
Oh, heaven help me!
I've them both. Let's see if there's anything good in the fridge.
A fridge opens up to reveal hundreds of rats frozen into solid rocks.
Former enemies, one and all. Catalog of thieves, double crossers, and do-gooders. Prepare to meet your maker. Your ice maker.
Makes me laugh every time, that one. Shut that door.
Toad pulls lever up, closing the door. Lady killer, a henchman, looks.
Quit that tradition. Will freeze us instantly.
There's a paperclip in my back pocket. See if you can get it.
She yelps.
In the pocket.
Toad looks at the pressure. The lady killer adds more.
Blimey, it's cold.
That's why I wore me mittens.
Whitey reveals a pair of mittens, pink mittens with hearts on them.
Huh? Hitman don't wear hit mittens! Kick them off! You're embarrassing me!
Well, it's all right for you. You've got little hands.
Got it!
Gives paperclip to...
Don't get this cold.
I ain't got little hands!
You have. You got ladies' hands.
Well, they might be small, but they're lethal weapons!
You got your mother's hands.
Roddy unlocks Rita.
Right, okay, put your hands together.
He puts his hands in a praying stance, brings them down so she can boost herself up.
Are you
squirming?
She reaches to the top of their chamber. On the pressure gauge, the arrow points on red.
By vermin.
Toad presses the button. The nitrogen goes into the chamber. The fridge door opens.
Now, let me see the latest addition to my cubist collection.
The ice slides down. Whitey and Spike are frozen.
What? Impossible!
Oi, Kermit!
Toad looks to see both Roddy and Rita escaping.
The prize returns to me. Oh, you big, fat, slimy airbag.
Toad hits the block of ice to free Whitey and Spike.
After them!
Spike and Whitey fall down, still frozen together. Rita looks around.
Why are we stopping? Don't we have a plan?
We? Who's we?
She runs off.
Wait, you can't just leave me here!
Faster, you idiots! They're escaping!
Whitey and Spike are hobbling up the stairs when Spike's body runs into a pole. Whitey and Spike fall into everyone behind them. Roddy and Rita continue the run until they reach the ledge.
Oh, God. Oh.
They're on the edge of the previously mentioned floodgate. Rita drops down into a control panel room. She searches for something. She finds a cable that says Master Cable. She unplugs it and turns it off all the power. Everything goes dark.
No! Not the Master Cable!
We have a plan.
Put that back!
Rita puts the master cable around an electrical wire for some zipline action.
Wait, that will never hold both of us.
You're right. Toodaloo!
No way!
Freeze!
Rita takes off. Roddy grabs onto Rita, sliding down a zipline. He holds onto her belt, but it begins to break apart.
No, don't break. There are things I want to do, sights I want to see.
The belt breaks, but Roddy quickly grabs a hold of Rita's pants. When he grabs onto them, they slide down, revealing her underwear.
And that wasn't on the list.
Hey!
They both fall down from the wire onto a pipe.
Do something!
Whitey has got it. He grabs Spike, shakes him a bit, and uses him as a zipline. On the first jump of the electrical wire, unplugs it from its socket, sending them falling.
Keep your legs straight when you hit the water.
They both go perfectly straight. Whitey falls into the water. Spike falls onto concrete. Whitey bobs back up to the surface.
I kept me legs straight, Spike.
Spike begins to get up, but the plug meets his head with a thud.
Ow!
Roddy and Rita back on the pipe. Roddy looks down.
Good grief, that's high. Quite high, rather high. So very, very high.
Rita plugs around the cable like a belt.
Yeah, cool. See ya.
She jumps down on a toilet paper roll, swinging around on a nail, standing on a water faucet, running on a shower, grabbing the pipe, standing on a ledge, landing on the ground feet first. Roddy looks at Rita. She bows and then runs off.
Oh. She can do it. Here goes.
He slips on a toilet paper, holding on, ripping apart, falling on the water faucet, shower, boo, and hammer, all crotch first. He falls down to the ground.
And gently down.
He gets up and is immediately met with a soccer ball to the groin.
Oh.
My ball! It's my ball! It's mine!
Rita! Rita! Oh, where is she, Rita?
Froggy, it's 12 o'clock!
Whitey looks at his watch.
Oh, come on!
Roddy pushes over a can with a banana peel on top of it. Whitey and Spike stop dead in their tracks.
Careful, Whitey. There's a banana skin.
They both sneak past the banana peel.
Rita!
Phew! Over there!
They both slip on slugs. The slugs squeal, falling into a pit of vegetables. They are wearing watermelon skins and mushroom hats. Roddy is crossing a bridge when he hears the horn again. It's Rita! The bridge begins to rise with Roddy stuck in the middle of the two sides. Whitey and Spike catch up.
You look pretty ridiculous now, Millicent.
Roddy falls.
Keep your legs straight.
Roddy falls into the boat. The boat makes Roddy throw the ruby up. It lands finally into Roddy's shirt. She runs to him.
What are you, some kind of rat boomerang? Give me back my ruby.
She pins him against the boat, sending it flying in the air again.
I haven't got your ruby.
The ruby lands in Roddy's hand.
Okay, well, now I've got your ruby.
Rita tries to get the ruby back.
Please be careful, okay? That ruby means a lot to me. It's priceless.
Hold on. It's a fake.
No, it's blooming not. It's real.
No. Look, it's just glass.
It's real.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
Real.
Look, you can tell. Watch this.
Roddy breaks the ruby easily. Rita shrieks. They look down at the pieces falling in the water.
There. You see? You can't break a real ruby.
Rita growls.
Right. I probably shouldn't have done that. But look, on the bright side, I saved your neck. Once the toad knows it's worthless, he'll stop chasing you for it. Roddy St. James saves the day.
Rita punches Roddy, falling down into the bottom deck of the ship. Rita follows.
Good grief. You try to do somebody a favor and then...
She throws a can at Roddy.
A favor. A favor. That ruby was from the Queen Elizabeth's crown, okay? It fell down in the drain of Buckingham Palace.
Well, maybe the queen wears fake jewelry.
Keep still.
Can we just talk about this?
Look, real or not, that ruby was going to change my life.
Hey, welcome to Burger World and stuff. This is Phoebus.
Yes, I'm being attacked by a mad woman. She's got crayons.
I don't think we sell that here in Stockholm. Is that like a food or something?
No, it's crayons. Crayons.
Do you want like a burger or something? I think we're closed or something. Just go.
What, you're closed? No, wait, what? No.
And do you want food or what?
Just go away, please.
Sorry.
Sorry. Me and my dad worked these drains for years. He broke every bone in his body to get that ruby. It was going to be the answer to all our prayers. Now it turns out it was a stupid fake.
Well, maybe I can make it up to you.
Get stuffed.
No. I mean it. Back at my place, they've got a jewelry box crammed with rubies and diamonds, so all you have to do is get me home to Kensington and I'll make you rich beyond your wildest dreams.
How do I know this ain't just a load of old rubbish?
Well, I suppose you just have to trust me.
I must be out of my mind. All right, you know what? You got yourself a deal.
Spits at her hand.
Go on, you two.
Roddy puts his mouth towards Rita's hand, about to spit.
Your own hand?
Roddy spits in his hand and they shake hands. Interior, Toad's ominous room. Toad stands in front of a window overlooking the sewer city.
Are those idiots? It's so hard to get good help these days, my boys.
He speaks of a large jar with a baby blanket on top of it. Inside are little tadpoles, all with evil-looking teeth.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, come on, my lovelies. Cheers, you little daddy. Poor daddy. Surrounded by filthy rats in this joyless, sunless void. But don't worry, little man. Daddy will get rid of them all. He will. They'll all be daddy ready.
He kisses the glass. Whitey and Spike walk up to Toad. They both have scuba gear on.
Did you find it?
Huh? Huh?
Did you find it?
No, but we got most of it, boss.
Whitey puts out his hand, revealing the shards of a ruby. Toad smacks Whitey on a hand away.
Forget the ruby! It's the master cable that I want. The one that Rita took.
Oh.
Without it, my plan is ruined.
Okay, Chief. Yeah. Forget the ruby. The ruby's gone. See? Moving on. Now you're cable guys.
Focused. Cable-centric, boss.
You need to be back in time for the World Cup final.
Oh, great! I'll be watching the game together, boss.
Toad growls.
Just get the cable!
Toad throws Spike and Whitey out the window.
Keep your legs straight.
Interior, the Malone's dock.
Are you sure we should be stopping at all with these goons on our tail?
We aren't going to get far without a map, are we?
Roddy looks up to see a very wobbly, very makeshift house that keeps swaying from side to side.
Is that a house?
Yes, and it's very dangerous, so...
Roddy falls through a broken board on the dock.
Why don't you just wait here?
Waiting here? Excellent idea.
Watch out for the piranha.
Roddy jumps up and hugs a pole.
Rita!
Roddy hollers, falling down, getting up, looking inside through the window. He sees...
Here you go, Annie. You, Seamus. Mimi, get your finger out of your nose. Jojo, no biting.
20 to 30 rat children surrounding Rita, who has a box of toys she is giving to each of them.
That is wild good.
A cabinet door is slammed open. Out come 15 more rat children.
Rita!
Rita!
A few of them grab onto the ceiling fan, swinging themselves around. One boy flies off and hits a wall. We see a girl performing a magic trick of cutting someone in half.
Ta-da! Rita's back!
Rita's mom comes out of the kitchen to hug Rita.
Rita!
Mom. Oh, Mom.
Thank goodness you're safe.
A man comes out of the kitchen in a wheelchair. Almost his entire body is in a cast. Only his head showing.
Rita.
Hello, Dad.
Give us a hug, girl.
The house slides down, propelling Rita's dad to crash into the floor. It is revealed that he has crushed Liam and a little girl. They all fall down. Liam jumps to see Roddy at the window. Why, Mom? There's a peeping Tom outside. An elderly rat jumps out from out of frame, pushing both Rita and her mom to slide.
Tom? Oh, it's Tom Jones!
Mother, it's not Tom Jones!
That's just my passenger.
He's very good looking.
He is not coming in.
By the way, Lynn is Rita's mom. You're the grandma.
I'm getting duped.
I'm sorry.
All of my screen time taken away.
Proof that the patriarchy must end.
Yes. Look at you, David.
I shall now hide.
You guys want to read your
name? Mom and grandma, starting now.
Yeah, okay. Let's redo that scene, I think.
Do you think we should just redo the scene?
It really do not matter. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. We
just start over. Let's start over.
Inside the house.
Okay, okay.
Start
page one.
Start page one.
No.
Thanks, Mike.
Let's see. We're going to start at Is That a House, Roddy? On page 37.
This is Inception.
Yeah.
Who's doing the children again, just to clarify?
All right.
That's too early, Brett. It would be, if we want to restart to get that part done, we should be starting at Tada Rita's back on page 38.
Okay, apologies. Okay.
That's about it.
Tada Rita's back! Rita Moms comes out of the kitchen to hug Rita.
Mom! Oh, Mom!
Thank goodness you're safe.
A man comes out of the kitchen in a wheelchair. Almost his entire body is in a cast, with only his head showing.
Rita.
Hello, Dad.
Give us a hug, girl.
The house slides down, propelling Rita's dad to crash into the floor. It is revealed that he has crushed Liam and a little girl. They all fall down. Liam jumps up to see Roddy at the window. Why, Mom? There's a peeping Tom outside. An elderly rat jumps up from out of frame, pushing both Rita and her mom to the side.
Tom? Oh, it's Tom Jones. Mother, it's not Tom Jones.
That's just my passenger.
He's very good looking.
Not coming in.
Interior Rita's family dining room. Roddy sits, spoon in hand, looking to both of his sides. He notices Rita scowling at him.
Sips on!
It's lovely, thanks, Mom. Fergus skates around. The bowl is on the table, sliding around. Everyone gets a full spoonful each time it passes them. Roddy can't quite get it right.
How long have you been Rita's boyfriend?
Is not my boyfriend.
Rita's sister's one sticks her tongue out.
Are you going to make an honest woman out of my daughter?
Fred.
Roddy puts his arm around Rita.
We were sort of thinking about a spring wedding, weren't we, Cream Puff?
Rita smacks Roddy with a spoon.
Look, I just want all of you to know he's
Tom Jones!
Rita sighs.
Hey, your name is Roddy, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Roddy St. James.
Beautiful name.
A small, spiked, red-haired boy comes up to Roddy.
Hi, Roddy.
And who might you be, little chap?
They call me Shocky.
And why do they call you that?
Shocky brings out a Power Action 9-volt battery, lays it on the table, and takes a jumper cable to Roddy's chest twice.
Shocky.
Death's got it?
Rita, where are you taking the handsome young man, then?
Shocky puts a straw in a soup bowl. Rita's dad spits out of it.
Well, actually, that's why I need your naps, Dad, because he's from, up top?
Rita's dad spits out his soup all over the children.
Now!
Sing us a song, Tom.
Interior Rita's family kitchen. Fergus skates around the kitchen while Rita and her dad converse.
Not saying it isn't risky.
But it's impossible, Rita. Not one ever got past the rapids at Hyde Park. Once the current gets...
Dad. Okay, look. He's gonna pay us.
For the last time. We don't need the money.
Rita's dad punts the table. From across the kitchen, the stove breaks through the floor and falls out of the water, revealing a cockroach sitting in a chair with a pipe, reading La Metamorphosis. A new stove might be nice.
Talking about the little lady.
Talking about little lady. Oh.
Go, Tom, go!
Rita looks out to the dining room to see Roddy dancing on the dining table. The kids are loving it. Rita's grandma's obviously loving it. And Rita's mom clapping along.
Sing to my heart.
She's a lady. Talking about my old lady.
Roddy gets hit in the face with a pair of women's underwear.
Bring a lady wears big undies. Here's it.
He flings them away. A potted plant walks Arena. Psst! Rita! Rita looks over to see Liam pop out of the pot. It's okay. It's me, Liam. Quick, in the kitchen. They both walk into the kitchen.
Look at those moves. I love you, Tom.
This bloke isn't who he says he really is. Liam pulls out a wanted poster with a crude drawing and crayon of a rat with a suit. On the poster it says, Wanted, Big Reward, International Jewel Thief, Maleficent Bystander, and Spike's phone number. His real name is Maleficent Bystander, an international jewel thief. A super criminal. Looks like he crossed the toad and got away with it. He's a dangerous man, but I'm a thinker. I've got to plan. My accent has changed 3 times. Roddy scats and falls to his knees.
Mo!
Roddy falls down off the table. Everyone claps.
That was brilliant, love.
Roddy comes back and sits in the chair.
Oh, it was nothing.
No, you're from up top.
Yes.
I've met one of your lot before.
No, really?
Used to be some old lady's pet.
That's nice.
Terribly lonely for him, though. He had no one to talk to.
Grandma hugs Roddy.
No one to cuddle with.
Shocky brings out his power adapter 9-volt battery again and almost shocks Roddy again.
No one to Shocky.
Well, that's no life, is it? Oh, I better get those dishes started.
Oh, please. Permit me.
Roddy brings the soup bowl to the kitchen.
Ah, such a gentleman.
As he's walking over, he stops to overhear Rita.
Great. So we hand Roddy over to the toad and claim the reward. Then we're all sitting pretty for the rest of our lives. Is that the idea?
The toad will pay him a fortune for him. He's a bad one anyway, so that's all right, isn't it? Roddy walks away.
Oh, you cheeky little monkey. I wouldn't have no son of mine acting the rat.
We Malones never go back on our word.
Liam walks to the window looking out. He's going to steal your boat.
He won't steal my boat.
He's stealing your boat.
He isn't stealing my boat.
He stole your boat.
What?
Rita looks out the window to see Roddy stealing her boat, hitting everything in his path as he does so. He's like Robin Hood, but in reverse. Interior of the Malone's dock. Rita runs out with many of the children.
Oi! I thought we had a deal!
So did I!
Roddy drives the boat away. Rita's dad rolls down the dock into the water. Rita's grandma pushes everyone out of the way. She has a life preserver.
This is an emergency! Get out of the way, an emergency!
She swims right past Rita's dad.
Keep clear! I'm coming, Mr. Jones! I'm coming! Oh, marry me, Mr. Jones!
Roddy!
Rita notices a rubber duck that is tied to the dock. Interior sewer, a few hours later. Roddy smashes into everything.
Oh, that double-crossing little schemer. I don't need her, I mean... anyone, I can get out and sail. Look at me. All right, Sid. You're in for a big surprise.
Roddy dials the phone, keeps his eyes off the water. Look out! Ah!
Fuck, sorry.
Interior of the house. The house that Roddy left is absolutely trashed. The phone rings. Sid slides in and answers it.
It's Tattoo in the hot dog parlor.
It's Roddy. Remember me?
Roddy!
The butler?
Oh, whoops. Roddy!
Listen, you. You're still there when I get back.
Back? And how are we gonna do that, Roddy?
A crash comes over the plant, over the phone.
What was that?
I gotta go, Rodders.
If I find one thing out of place...
Roddy shakes the phone and falls out of his grip into the water. The engine then splutters and stops. Roddy, defeated, sits up and pulls his hand on his head. As the boat floats along, whistling can be heard. The slugs sing, "Don't worry, be happy."
Oh, don't worry. Do-do-do-do-do. Be happy. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Roddy sighs. Interior. Whitey and Spike's thinking room. There are maps on the walls and pins. One is a map of New Zealand, and one is the anatomy of a squirrel.
Where are they hiding?
Spike?
Oh, I'm sorry. Where are they hiding? Think.
To think like a rat, you got to think like... Oh, to find a rat, you got to think like a rat.
Whitey grabs a chair and starts biting it like a mouse. David, you can be Ted.
Hey guys, I had a tip-off. They're heading west to Kensington.
Bingo!
Scrabble.
Enough games! Two Ratmobiles!
Batman theme by Neil. Hefty place. Interior, lower deck of the boat. Roddy sits in the front of the control panel.
Okay. We can fix it. Yes, we can, obviously.
Roddy touches a gear and gets shocked.
Go! Mr. Burn to the hand. Smell of burning flesh. Go! Maybe I should,
Roddy sticks his other hand in, and that one gets shocked. He walks back, but trips and falls forward, head first into a panel. His face is shocked. He gets up angry and kicks a metal fan.
Ow, that really hurt. Start, you worthless old pile of rubbish, you useless, unreliable.
Untrustworthy, double-crossing, two-faced little toe rag.
Rita stands in the lower decks now. Roddy's head is smoking.
So I'm the double-crosser. Oh, yes, that is rich. I've overheard everything. Yes, yes, you and your family were going to sell me to the toad.
What? You dipstick, that was my stupid little brother's plan. And no one ever listens to him.
I must have missed that part.
How could you think I'd seal without you, okay? When I make a deal, I make a deal. Your hair's on fire.
What?
Roddy notices the smoke. Puts the smoke out.
God. Rita. Look. I'm sorry. Right? I was wrong. And I think we should just put this behind us.
Okay. I suppose I can put it behind me.
Interior sewer. Roddy sits on the rubber duck. Rita smiles and then walks away.
This is such an overreaction. Rita, you can't just leave me here on a duck up the creek without a...
Rita throws a guitar at Roddy.
Getting everything you deserve, okay? Sneaking around, eavesdropping on other people's conversations.
I was not sneaking around.
Right.
Boat starts up.
I say, you can't really intend to strand me like this. You're not that heartless.
The boat begins to move forward.
Okay, maybe you are. Look, if you're trying to teach me a lesson, consider it taught. I'm on a duck. Begging.
Rita shakes her head. She then slightly hears a guitar strum.
High school Rita, never did I meet a girl as half as cruel. I felt her but too well, but she left me stuck, stranded on a duck. What a shoddy thing to do to Roddy. Me. That's right, St. James of Kensington. Poor Roddy flushed down his own party. Rita, won't you find it in your heart to help him? How mean can one rat be? High school Rita, won't you be sweeter to me?
The hand grabs Roddy off the duck and onto the boat.
Am I forgiven?
No, I was just afraid you'd sing another verse.
Rita, I wasn't eavesdropping. I swear to you.
Oh, really?
The hand spins Roddy around.
What were you doing then, Roddy?
Well, I was actually just watching. I was watching you with your family and thinking how lucky you were.
Rita presses a button, putting Roddy back in the boat. Walking down, sighing.
Lucky? Stuck with you?
So, our deal's still on?
Sure it is.
Roddy spits his hand on, then Rita spits her hand. They shake hands.
Look, I really want to help out more around here. Just give me a job. Anything. Engineer, navigator, I could... Drive for a bit if you like.
Interior sewer. Roddy's escape is scraping barnacle off the side of his boot. Pick on someone your own size!
You heard the captain.
Get lost!
There's no room for passengers on this boat.
The barnacle grabs a hold of the knife.
But don't you sticky little...
The barnacle lets go, but the knife falls into the water. Roddy sees a small speedboat swerving around like crazy down the tunnel.
I'm the captain, and I say go left.
Would that be port or starboard, Spike?
Here they are! All right, go get them, lads!
Lady Killer and Ted come out of some pipes riding on handheld electric mixers. Following them is another henchman riding on a toaster. When he touches the water, he is immediately electrocuted.
Rita!
Rita looks back. Ted charges at the boat.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Now.
Rita slams her foot on the lever. Her boat accelerates at stop speed.
Have another go if you think you're fast enough, okay? Woohoo!
Roddy is swinging on the hand.
Hold on, Roddy.
Get that spike, lads!
Whoa!
Roddy swings around the city at top speed, narrowly missing everything. You may now kiss the bride! Roddy runs into the bridge right when they kiss. He then realizes he is kissing the bride. She gives a big, goofy smile. He drops her into the water, holding onto her flowers.
Congratulations, by the way!
Rita grabs as the boat narrowly hits the bunch of other vehicles.
What's your stop on?
Rita!
The henchmen continue to trail them. Rita sticks out of her tongue, shakes her butt, and makes a face at them. Roddy continues to swig around.
Rita, can we go a little faster, please?
We don't have to.
Rita presses a button and releases a bag of Frosty Mix.
Go, go, purple custard!
One of the henchmen stops in a purple whip, switching to fast. He is then covered in custard. Then Roddy swings around. Then Rita screams, looking at a sign with Colin saying, London welcomes careful drivers, going right. Swing around. Lady Killer grabs a hold of Roddy. David, you can play Lady
End Killer. End of the line, Millicent. Oh, yeah.
Roddy frantically looks around to see dinosaur ball pit. Balloon. A dinosaur balloon in a small entrance hole in the brick wall.
Rita, try and go right.
What?
Just trust me.
I hope you know what you're doing.
She spins the boat around, causing Lady Killer to let go of Roddy.
Now head for the rope.
Okay.
Roddy grabs the rope, bringing the balloon towards the entrance. He lets go of the rope, which leaves the dinosaur stuck in the entrance. Lady Killer smashes into that ass of the dinosaur, which propels him to Ted.
Oh no!
Wrote this?
They both duck down to the water.
Well done, Roddy.
We did it! We did it!
Whitey and Spike jump through the balloon, popping it.
We didn't do it. Whoa, Rita, can you get me up back on the boat?
Rita presses the A button, putting Roddy back on the boat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On Spike and Whitey's boat, they have a mousetrap duct taped to the front of the boat. Spike has coiled cord wrapped around him.
Are you sure about this, Spike? These things are supposed to be dangerous.
Danger is my middle name.
I thought it was Leslie.
Spike springs at Roddy, landing on the boat.
Just I thought as I popped in.
Rita, do something quick, anything.
Rita looks at a lid, saying, danger, red button, opening it.
Hold on tight.
She presses the button, a fire extinguisher goes to empty, which accelerates more. Spike has special shoes on with spikes. He steps on Roddy's arm, pinning him down. The cord begins to stretch.
Uh-oh.
Any last request?
Yes, yes. Could you fly quite suddenly off, screaming like a girl?
What?
Spike flies off the boat, screaming. He flies behind the boat into two pipes, making dents in both of them. He then falls through the boat into the water, making a huge leak.
Oh, dear.
Their boats sink.
Oh, yeah, yes!
Roddy looks at Rita with the music of Sailing by Christopher Cross playing in slow motion.
Teach me where.
In slow motion. Rita looks ahead and sees another boat coming on, head on towards them. She makes a quick move and they slide through the brick, making a loop.
Darn foreigners!
The boat opens a parachute, slowing them down. Back to Whitey and Spike, bobbing in the water.
Do you think the boss will be annoyed with us?
Interior, Toad's ominous room.
You incompetent cheese eaters! You let them escape!
Inflates his face. Spike passes out of the fear.
No, oh, it's... It...
Passes out of fear.
Obvious, I should never have sent rodents to do an important job. Where is he? Boy, is he always late.
Toad tries to grab a fly with his tongue, but is met with another tongue. They sword fight with their tongues.
In guard, droit, parry. The rest.
The other tongue eats the fly.
Le frog.
Bonjour.
You're
late, le frog.
Fashionably late, my annoying English cousin. I know no other way.
Now listen. Rita and her new accomplice have stolen something irreplaceable.
It's all right, boss. All right. We've got another one.
Spike plugs in a cable to the master cable port, electrocuting it.
A master cable of unique design and purpose. I want it back.
Don't worry. I'll get it back for you.
Once it is returned, my plan will be complete to wash away once and for all the curse, the scourge of...
Toad shields his face from Whitey and Spike and whispers to the frog.
Rats.
Whitey and Spike both wave at the frog.
Forgive me, my warty English cousin, but this bizarre obsession with the rats, it is not good for you. You are becoming what we French call le fruitcake.
Perhaps you will forget that it was a rat that cast me from paradise.
Oh, please, not the scrapbook again.
Toad grabs the book from the shelf and sits on a chair in front of the fireplace.
My memoirs. Volume 1 details the dire and tragic story of my youth.
Oh, mon Dieu.
Of all the pets in Buckingham Palace, young Prince Charles fancied me the best.
The frog groans.
You would frolic day after my sunny day in royal abandon, sharing that sweet and magical bond between boy and toad.
You're going to make me throw up.
We were inseparable until it arrived. That rat! While the boy's head was turned, I was cruelly plunged into a whirlpool of despair.
Sobbing.
I knew. You were flushed away down the loo, right?
Drinks juice spitting out, looks at the bottle.
Oi, boo-hoo-hoo. It is so dark, so cold, so terrible.
You find my pain funny?
I find everyone's pain funny, but my own. I'm French.
Just cut the cable.
Hence frogs!
At the snap of the frog, 7 frogs, ninja-like, gather around him, all posed.
We have a mission. Let nothing stand in our way. We leave immediately.
Frog walks away.
What about dinner?
The frog comes back.
We leave in 5 hours.
Interior boat. The boat is parked in a blue-lit part of the sewer. One slug passes by singing a song. Two slugs behind him reenact the Lady and the Tramp by sharing a noodle. One slug eats the other one whole. It looks like, did I do that?
This is like me.
Rita and Roddy sit on the boat with bowls of food in front of them, eating.
Hey, I don't think it's too bad considering I only had an apple, 6 raisins, and a box of rice.
Rice?
The thirst from deep inside, you need to hurl, won't be denied. That isn't rice, that's maggots you're eating.
3 bugs come up from Roddy's food and sing. Roddy chuckles the bugs. Roddy chucks the bugs away.
Well, that explains why they all ran to one side when they put salt in.
You know, I think we did pretty well today.
Scratches her back.
I mean, I suppose maybe I misjudged you a little bit. I mean, you're not.
Do I hear an actual compliment coming?
Never mind.
No. Say it.
You're not entirely the useless, whiny, stuck-up, pompous, big girl's house I thought you were.
There. Was that so hard?
Well, we better get some rest if we're gonna get you home tomorrow. Catch.
Rita throws a rolled-up sock at Roddy, then folds it, and it becomes obvious that it's a sleeping bag.
Tell me about yourself, Roddy.
Well, I mean, there's not really much to tell.
You know everything about me, warts and all. I don't even know what you do.
I'm in a boy band.
What?
Yeah, I'm the posh one.
I'm serious, okay? Tell me about your life up top. Friends, family. You have a family, don't you?
Of course I do. Brothers. Yeah, brothers, sisters, cousins. We're quite a clan. You wouldn't believe the fun you have. Hanging out at the movies, playing golf, going skiing. It's just so great.
No wonder you want to go home.
Yeah.
Well, I guess tomorrow we'll get what we both want.
Good night.
Rita shuts her eyes.
Good night, Roddy.
Roddy smiles a huge smile. He loves the sound of someone finally saying it back.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Roddy. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
A crunch is heard from under the sock. Roddy takes out a bed bug and flicks into the water. They both fall asleep peacefully. Fade out. The horn blasts. Roddy jumps awake. Rita steering ship.
Wakey, wakey. We're getting close to Kensington. Tie down anything loose. It'll be a bumpy ride.
Yeah, Captain.
The pit frogs surround the camera, looking at Roddy and Rita. One begins to play an accordion. Another grabs the accordion and slaps the other. Roddy ties a rope, yawns, and closes his eyes. A hench frog's finger holds down the rope.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
One by one, hench frog jumps on the boat in a pose.
Bonjour, 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 bonjour.
Who invited you on board? Hop it!
Ah, so the English little girlie. She's so aggressive.
Le frog?
I like a woman with a little fire.
The frog kisses Rita's hand. She slaps him.
You're going to pay for that, my little chocolate croissant. But first, a little word from our sponsor. Marcel?
A hedgehog walks out with a mime makeup on, and his body is taped cell phone. He does a few movements and then flips the phone up to reveal Toad's face on the screen. Toad laughs.
Oh, I should have known.
Well done, the frog. I salute you, sir. Now then,
Rita, hand it over.
Hand what over?
The mime dances when he says the word dance.
This dance of deception must end. Return what you have stolen from me. Enough dancing!
I don't have it anymore. It was a fake anyway.
What? Oh, the ruby!
He's a cuckoo. But family.
Oh, this is rich.
He tosses a hedge frog into the water.
The ruby, what a pretty thing.
He grabs a hedge frog's mouth, pinches and caresses it.
Stop that. But nothing when compared to the master cable.
The master what?
The turd. The cable! The one you're now wearing as a belt!
Well, that's only one, I'd say.
Hang on. What do you want it for anyway?
You'll see. Come the World Cup final this afternoon.
The World Cup final?
He looks down and notices a fly snoozing on the spoon.
Okay, cousin. Take a breath. Leave it to me. We'll get you cable, kill the rodents, then me and my team can settle down to a decent breakfast. Okay, men, to action!
We surrender!
No, not that one, you idiots! The kung fu thing!
The hedgehog's kung fu fight!
I've got a plan.
The hedgehogs continue fighting.
For it.
Roddy sends the fly skyrocketing into the air.
Fly at 12 o'clock!
Huh?
Oh, bother! The hedgehogs, except Lefrog, all grab the fly with their tongues, resulting in them all being tied together.
Toad.
But I was just gonna say, does that mean they're tongue-tied? Okay, I'll just read the line.
Fools! Grab them!
Rita climbs up the boat to grab a hanging stick. She brings it down so the hedgehogs are now tied and stuck to it.
The frog! No! Cut that cable!
Mon Dieu!
You rats! This is not over yet!
The frog attacks Rita.
Ah! Roddy! The rapids!
They all gasp.
Oh no!
Roddy spins the boat around into the entrance that reads danger and certain death. The frog slaps Rita with his webbed feet.
En garde!
The frog throws his tongue in there at her. Rita grabs it.
Ha!
The tongue begins slapping her in the face.
Rita! We're going over!
Do something!
The slug mimic car alarms.
No.
Rita sips up the frog suit all the way, covering his face. Roddy tries to press the buttons, falling closer to the water. He falls down and sees the big red button. Pressing the button, the hand grabs a pole onto the ceiling. Roddy falls off the boat into certain death, but Rita grabs a hold of his hand.
Gotcha.
They both hang off the back of the boat. The frog unzips his suit.
Au revoir, mon cher.
He takes the master cable off of Rita.
Take those flippers off me!
I have triumphed, you stupid English, with your Yorkshire puddlings and your chips and fish. You thought you could defeat Lefrog?
The frog kicks one finger of the hand.
Do
and another finger. The Jamie Dodger's latch opens, showing the parachute.
Troits!
The boat finally falls, plummeting down. Rita and Roddy grab the rope attached to the boat from the parachute.
Nibbles for your life.
The rat nibbles until the rope breaks and the parachute brings them all flying upward. Rita grabs the master cable from the frog.
My belt, I think.
You rodents.
Rita looks down to see her boat. Jammy, stinking.
Goodbye, Jammy, me old mate.
The hand emerges from the water to wave at Roddy and Rita one last time.
Whoa.
They emerge from the tube and come to Kingston.
We're okay.
Try opening your eyes.
They both spin around screaming.
We're over Kensington.
Yeah, only a terrifying 900-foot drop between you and a nice comfortable bed. Where's your home then?
Right, now, let me see. Inverness Gardens, Church Gate, Kensington Heights. Try and go left.
They both go left.
That's it. Now go right. Yep. Oh, it's going to be tricky.
Oh, yeah. Everything else has been a piece of cake, huh?
All right. Here we go. 45, 47, 40. Now!
They both fall down in the chimney, covered in smoke.
Ow.
Well, I've had softer landings.
We did it. I'm home. The crew of the Jammy Dodger survives.
Yep.
Such an idiot, Dodger.
It wasn't your fault, Rod. Quite an adventure, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I am so sorry. But I think I might be able to cheer you up. Ta-da! As promised, the Kensington Jewels. A genuine star-cut ruby.
It's beautiful.
The best part? Unbreakable.
Takes the ruby to Rita.
I don't know what to say.
You think it'll be enough? I mean, to take care of your family?
Rita nods.
Maybe this could too. This could be the Jammy Dodger Mark II.
Rita gives Roddy a hug.
Well, I suppose this is it.
Well, thank you for the lift.
You're welcome. Roddy?
Yep.
I don't suppose you'd have time to give me a quick tour.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
I'd love to meet your family.
They both go in the car.
Hello? Anybody home? Wouldn't you know it, just when you need them all out, every one of them.
Wait.
Jumps out of the car. The car bumps into the chair, putting the airbag on Roddy, flying to the wall.
What is that?
Oh. That is my master bedroom.
It's a cage.
No, it's not actually.
And why are there lock and bars?
Well, that's my home security system. So much to see, so little time to see it in, shall we?
Roddy, you're all alone up here, aren't you?
Girl!
Who's that?
That would be my brother!
Well, what a game. I can't believe it. He ships. He scores. Back of the net. Group hug.
The action figure falls down.
Hello?
Rita, this is Rupert.
What?
Rupert, this is Rita. She's been so looking forward to meeting my brother. Obviously, there's not a huge family resemblance. I rather got the brains, and, well, actually, I got the looks, too. But we're very close, aren't we, Rupert? Well, now time flies when you're having fun. Still, on with the tour, shall we?
Hello, Sid.
Hello, Rita. How's your dad?
Better, yeah. Thanks for asking.
Rupert, what was that all about? Come here, you little poor thing. Look at this little face. You ever seen anything so pathetic, brothers? Al, Mr. Lonely, has got is a couple of and a little wheel to run around in his cage. And oh, this is too sweet. What a loser.
Oh, it's okay, Roddy.
Okay. Look at this place. Look at my home. It's a palace. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want to. I think that's a little more than okay, wouldn't you? I mean, what do I need family for? What do I need friends for?
Rita walks to Roddy.
I'm sorry, but if you have everything you need, then I really have to get going. I have a serious infestation to deal with.
I'll say goodbye then. Roddy St. James of Kensington.
Walks away by Roddy, looking at him. Then she continues walking away. Roddy hears the toilet flushing. Then sighing, hearing a trio harmonize, singing Mr. Lonely.
Lonely.
Lonely. I have nobody.
Roddy closes the window, then the slug stops singing. David, you can be the football commentator.
Only 10 minutes left till halftime. What an amazing watch this has been.
Come on, England. Oh, this is fantastic.
Drinks water.
A rare attack here by Germany, but it comes to very little.
Come here, bro. Rupert's missing his Rosdy Wosdy. Here, come have a cheese puff.
Roddy crunches the cheese puff.
Have another.
Roddy takes a part of the cheese puff, throwing away.
Here you go.
Roddy throws the cheese puff away.
No, duh. You're supposed to eat them.
Move over.
What?
Move over! I'll take some of that.
Word of advice, mate? Take it easy with the drink. Seriously, or you'll never be able to make it till halftime.
Spits at the TV screen.
What did you say?
The bathroom. I'm waiting until halftime. I don't want to miss any of the game.
Halftime. He's waiting till halftime.
Thinks everything. Those floodgates won't hold forever, you know. Rita pulls out the master cable.
Got the master cable?
What is it for anyway?
You'll see. Come the halftime world final this afternoon.
Halftime.
Back to Kingston.
Halftime.
Of course. That's the Toad's plan. That's why he needs the cable.
When everyone goes to the toilet, the whole city will be flushed away. Come with me.
What? No, what about the game?
Cut to the city.
And what a game it is. Oh, a nasty fall there for Ray Bowers.
The mom.
Can you see all right, Burgess?
That's definitely not the accent I went with earlier, sorry.
Yes.
Can you see all right, Fergus?
There we go.
Yes, thanks, Mum.
Where's your helmet? Which one's the quarterback? Pick up the ball. Pick up the ball. All these Brits don't know a first thing about football.
Play the last moments, you egregious vermin.
I got Rita, boss. I got Rita.
Get off me, you lab reject.
Ha, you missed.
Rita kicks Spike in the box.
Ow.
Rita. It's so good of you to return the cable.
Bonjour.
Hey.
The frog hops up to Toad.
At last, it's mine.
Just take it.
Grabs a belt, knocking the frog.
Let there be light.
Puts the master cable back in, laughing. Cut back the king's step.
Please, don't flush me, Rowdy. I can't survive down there. I've gone soft.
Slap Sid.
Sid, I want you to flush me. I'm going back.
Back?
Rita's in terrible danger. Everyone is in terrible danger. Now, you like it here, don't you?
Oh, yes, Roddy. I like it here very much.
And if I leave you, will you be good to Tabitha, the little girl who looks after me?
I'll be as good as gold to her, Roddy. And I will be the best pet ever.
Then the place is all yours.
Sweet.
Great. Let's get the bubbles going. I've got a big job to do down there.
Right away, sir.
So long, Sid.
Grabs the lever.
So long, Rodnick Saint. Something or someplace or other.
Pushes Roddy again.
Geronimo!
Looks at Sid. And lo, a chosen one shall come down from above, and he shall be our savior from the great flood. The wall spills on Harold, then Roddy falls on Harold.
I'm terribly sorry.
Just 2 minutes left till halftime. Incredible. It's a fantasy start for England.
Rita!
England leads Germany by 3-1. What an amazing game this is turning out to be.
Opening.
Pulls lever down, opening the door.
And the referee again has to bring play to a halt.
Gasping.
Rita!
Fans for the fans. Extra! Pied Piper alerts thousands to their deaths. Balloons! Balloons!
Rita strains and grunts.
Rita! Rita!
Roddy!
Rita, I'm so sorry. I've been such a fool. Rita, you were right about me. You were right about everything. I should have just admitted that, but I was afraid. I was afraid you wouldn't like me anymore.
Roddy, do you think we can talk about this after you rescue me?
Of course. There is no time. When that whistle blows and everyone up top goes to the toilet, it's going to flush away the whole city.
No, and my family are all down there.
We've got to warn everyone.
Stop them!
They run away, falling down. Then Toad grabs the gun, shooting at Roddy and Rita, shooting at the balloon.
Oh, dear.
They both fly around, landing on the ground.
Whoa! Whitey!
I saw an opportunity and I seized it.
You thought you could make a fool of the toad, eh?
The blue lands on Toad shrieking.
You don't need us for that.
You think you're so clever, don't you? Well, I'll be the one laughing when every last revolting rat is brushed away, for I will repopulate the city.
Opens curtain.
With this!
Nasty.
Saw your amphibian dong, Dad.
Anything for you.
Can I have a pony?
No.
A puppy?
We'll talk about it.
Can we talk about it now?
No.
Can I have a puppy? Can I have a puppy? Me too. I want a puppy.
No! You can't all have puppies, please. Daddy's working.
We need to get downstairs and pull out that cable.
Oh, it's impossible.
Looks at a can saying, liquid nitrogen, warning, rather cold.
England is winning. Anything is possible.
Takes apart the cord. Slips on ice.
Turn it off, Whitey!
They both slip and fall down.
Come on!
They're going away!
Grab Spike.
Hi, boss.
Toad throws Spike into the jar.
Oh, Whitey! The bottom and bottom! Help!
I'm coming, Spike.
You strikes fools. Against Spike.
Grab them!
Top floor, lingerer, housewares, and certain doom.
The hench frogs leap at Roddy and Rita. Then Rita grabs the pose, shooting at the hench frogs, getting frozen. Then woman frog walks to Roddy and Rita. Then Toad jumps down. Grumbles.
To do everything myself.
Slaps the woman frog. They both run away. Then Toad jumps on the pipe. Then they hear a whistle.
There goes the whistle for halftime. We're gonna take a break, but we'll be back in a few minutes.
You're too late to do anything. You and your kind are finished.
Oh yeah? Well, come and get us then, you warty windbag.
Toad walks on the pipe. Getting frozen on the foot, hearing a toilet flushing.
Oh no.
They all look at the slug screaming, then the toad walks on the pipe, trying to get the foot out.
Oh, the gate, back this way, come on!
Toad grabs Rita.
Rita!
If I'm going, you're both coming with me!
Just go, Roddy!
Toad spits tongue out, dodging Roddy, looking at the gears.
That's it.
Roddy!
Stop moving!
Come and get me, you big slimy airbag!
Toad spits tongue out.
Roddy, look out!
Dodges, then the tongue lands in the gears.
Runs away, then looking at the flood.
Yes? Runs away to look at the flood, yeah.
The flood!
Gets out of the chair, putting the newspaper away.
Let's finish this.
Yeah, let me go.
The flood, what?
Throws Rita away.
Choice of words.
Rita! Grabs the frog, sticking his tongue on the pipe, saving Rita.
Feeling a little tongue-tied?
Oh, I knew they'd do it. I knew they'd do it.
Impossible.
To Toad.
Toodaloo.
No.
They all scream. Then Toad flies away. Then they look at the flood.
Wave. Wave.
England.
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 England. No. No, 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 no. Giant wave.
They all scream. The whistle.
Please work, please work, please work.
The pipe dumps the water, putting the flood on ice. Then the slugs jump out, dropping the ice on the ground. Then they all cheer.
High five! Oh, yeah.
The boy puts the surf down.
Look, it's Roddy and Rita.
Good on you, girl. Oh, that's me also. Oh, shit. I have strange accents now. Hooray for Millicent Bystander.
Big deal.
Roddy, let's go with the frog.
Let's examine. I'll make you pay for this.
Give it a rest, cousin. And get your kids a puppy.
Rita. I was wondering if you do build a Jamie Dodger Mark II, you wouldn't happen to need a first mate, would you?
The music begins, Proud Mary by Tina Turner playing.
And the big wheels keep on turning.
In the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never saw one minute of sleeping. Worry about the way things might have been.
Hello, Tom. Give us a squeeze.
All right, chaps.
The slug looks at the bottle, locking the boat.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
And we're rolling.
The slugs vocalize. Did Peg like throws the slugs up? But they play with a soccer ball in the newspaper.
Hooray!
Roddy dances with Rita. Then Rita's grandma kisses the slug.
Oh, I love a happy ending.
Oh, you gone soft. I like unhappy endings with lots of violence.
The bottle hits Spike, flying away by Whitey, crashing.
Are you happy now, Spike?
They all dance, then Rita spins around.
Shall we?
Go.
Ah! Boat goes faster, then Rita's grandma falls in the water, knocking the people going faster, passing by hedge frogs, splashing their umbrellas, then they dance with the woman frog passing by.
Where are we going?
I have no idea. But we're going to get really fast.
I'm coming, Mr. Jones. I'm coming.
Fade to the end credits. Then cut to side. The Sid.
Sid. this is life, eh?
Yeah, I'm home. And I brought you a new friend. Holds up a cat meowing. Sid screams.
Yeah, we did it!
No,
congrats.
It's not the end. It's not the end until...
Wow! What's new, pussycat? Whoa! What's new, pussycat?
Unusual in the middle.
All right, this is our, like, this is us showing you what's going on Broadway in 2021. Yeah, yes. Here you go.
All right. So that was a good first.
Rest in peace,
That was a good first. That was the first good run, so let's do it again. Of course, yeah.
Beautiful.
The clock already.
If I could pick up the pace a little, that would be great.
Yes. About to test run, guys, actually, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be even better.
All right,
try,
so.
Try number two.
We did it. So let's all introduce ourselves now. You guys know, you probably came from my page or maybe not. I don't know. My name's Bretzka. I run ArtPig_Reviews. I'm the head of Toy Box Productions and all of that fun stuff. So you all can introduce yourselves.
Can you get us order, Brett, please?
Yeah, that actually is probably a disaster. We'll go by...
I left my copy of Liz and the Bluebird around here. Hold on.
Let's see. We'll go like Tyler, Cody... Tristan, Hayden,
yeah, just do it as you
Avery,
do it as people.
Dave,
yeah, just don't try to reset order. Just like pick one person at a time.
Yeah.
I already forgot.
Okay, it. Tyler.
all right, my name is Tyler Hawkins. Yeah, I think I've written one thing on Toy Box, and that was like a review. But here I am. Are we supposed to be promoting things?
Yeah, go promote something.
Okay. I have a film coming out called This Is Our Youth. It's coming out on the 22nd. It's a film adaptation of a Kenneth Lonergan play. That's one of my favorites. So, yeah, that'll be on Vimeo On Demand. Website should be up soon.
Is it feature length?
It is, yes.
Wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ajit, he's very honored. I'd love to watch it. Have his play directed by you.
And now, Cody, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Cody. I've been an actress for a few years, and this is my favorite project that I've ever done. As an acting major, well, I'm currently deciding to switch my majors over to either film or live theater or something of that sort. But you can see me in, I'm sure you could see me in a lot of things. I was recently in one of Brett's films. Hey. I am planning on being in one of Tyler's films soon, hopefully.
Hey. What movie were you in?
Huh?
What movie were you in for Brett?
What was it called? Silhouette. Sorry, I'm so
tired. Oh, Silhouette.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was good. I like the Silhouette.
And also, not to plug, but you can catch me in season 3 of HBO's True Detective as a extra in the
first.
Yeah. Catch me in that. I don't know. Catch me in a lot of future things, hopefully.
Yay.
Also, and follow me on Instagram, Cody.Brown, KODIE.Brown.
And now, Tristan, introduce yourself.
I'm Tristan. I run Movie Reviews 100 on Instagram. I'm also a writer for Toy Box, and I run the Gold Derby Horses podcast with Brett. I don't really have anything else to plug, but thanks for having me.
And George.
Oh, George, too, yeah. He's not here today.
How's it, George?
Yeah, he's probably watching. Hey, George.
Yeah. And then Hayden?
Oh, hi. Yeah, well, I'm very popular on film Twitter and Letterboxd, so definitely... definitely check me out on Twitter at Hayden_E99 and on Letterboxd there. I also do my little blog called Inside Hayden's Little Mind. Definitely worth checking out. Yes, yes, it's a really cute name. It's a really cute name. It's a blog spot, but you know, it's fun. Definitely check out that. Also, definitely check out Instagram at Hayden Likes Movies, even though I don't use Instagram as much anymore. Then also check out my YouTube page, Hey E Films, which it's potentially going to have a comeback, so be warned the next couple of days. And then speaking of table reads, I was probably hosted by the Global Blogcast table reads of Knives Out, which that will be up soon, probably depending on this.
I'm Harlan Thrombey and
yes, and Brett's also in this as well. So
I died in that one.
And Ryan Johnson himself actually noticed it and tweeted it, which was really awesome. So I know it's a lot, but definitely check those out for sure.
All right, and now Ben.
I'm Ben. I don't do a lot of film things. Well, I guess I do now for some reason. It happens.
Then you I was. Plug that.
I was in Rusted Silhouette. Brett told me I was acting like the day before we shot it.
Yeah.
And I did this.
Like Anthony Hopkins does it.
Yeah. Good old, that's me. I'm also in a... I'm the drummer in like a band called Prismatics.
Ooh,
yeah.
We have an EP coming out this month. I think it's the 15th, and then around next month we're gonna put it out on vinyl.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yes.
On Bandcamp or where can we find that?
Where can we find that?
Vinyl.
Vinyl wise, I have absolutely no clue.
On Spotify.
I did it myself. It's on Bandcamp.
Yeah, we're called Prismatics.
Yeah, I found it. Cool.
Prismatics is really good also.
Thank you.
Oh, also, Ben and I are starting a podcast called Features of the Black Ragoon, where we talk about Universal monster movies from the 1930s. So that should be coming out anytime.
Heck yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
First episode is going to be Vampire.
Yeah. And then, Avery, introduce yourself.
I don't do anything. My claim to fame is I have the worst page on Letterboxd.com.
So. That's very accurate.
Yes. Everyone will attest to this. My cakes are bad. That's all I have going for me.
Lynn. Lydia. How's it going?
Hi, I'm good. I'm Lynn. I run Buff Film Buff, at Buff Film Buff on Instagram. I started a website, www.bufffilmbuffs.com, which I run with a couple of my friends. We're always looking for new writers, so if you're interested in writing about something pretty interesting, let me know, because we're looking to expand. We just launched our YouTube page, and I just did like a yearly roundup of like all my first time watches. So spent a lot of time editing that. If you want to look at that, that's at Bell Film Bus on YouTube as well. And then, I don't know, long time friends with Brett, like,
yeah.
met on like a podcast or something. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Hayden too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also on Letterboxd. I'm not on Twitter because I'm convinced it's the devil's app. But
you're not wrong. Right. You're not wrong.
Pretty true, yeah.
You're not wrong, but I use it anyway.
So yeah.
Artist formerly known as Dan the Movie Man.
Okay. I'm a leech, and I have nothing to provide to this world. I don't recommend following. No. You just have an undeveloped form of mine. I don't recommend following me on social media at all.
That's a big move.
I just like I retweet things that aren't mine on Twitter. I don't review things on Letterboxd, but I'm one of the editors at DudeIWatchedThat.com barely, just because it's very recent, being around for like around 2 months now, and I've just got on board recently, but I still recommend checking it out.
Me and Dan and Tristan are all going to be on Dude, I Watched That podcast this week.
Yeah.
Check that out when that comes out. All right. And then Rocco. Rocco.
Yep. Hi. My name is Dawson, but my usually my internet name is Rocco. I haven't had that much involvement in Toy Box. I've been in a few podcasts, but ever since I heard there was a Flushed Away reading, live reading, I thought, you know what? It's been a while. Why not, join in and talk to some friends and have some fun and stuff? My Instagram is at @rutrow_Rocco. I usually post photos I took. And my Letterboxd page is on my Instagram page. And then if you go there are like other links to other social media sites if you're interested at all. And I am 20. I live in Alaska. I love film a lot.
Is this a dating app profile?
But it's not for me. And I think that's
Jerry,
about it.
I'm 19 and I never learned.
My name is Jeff.
Nice. And how about you, David? Oh, what's going on?
Oh. Oh, it's my turn. Ooh.
Yeah.
My name is David Cuevas. I just turned 18 in July. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd at TikTok Animate, TikTok Animate. But primarily, I am a writer for Film Hounds magazine. I'll be covering some cool Kino at film festivals soon, so that's going to be fun. But more primarily, if you get the December issue of Film Hounds magazine on print, you could find me roasting David Fincher. So buy it for €5, you know?
Oh, I am always down for that.
There we go.
Right. I love your Flushed Away background.
Thank you.
It was on repeat the entire time.
It's always on loop.
I was going to ask earlier how you even do the green screen stuff, but...
UV
I know my mom does it at work sometimes. She has this green screen set up in her office.
Well, I have a nice setup back here, so it's with all the lights and everything.
I'm literally on the floor. No joke.
You are? Wait, you're laying on the floor? No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Bet? No, do you want me to show you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just hold up. This is going to appear on the live stream. But
I don't care.
Whoa!
On the floor. There we go.
I thought you meant the back lying on the floor.
No.
Yeah, that's why I got confused.
Let me change.
David, your beanie is sick.
Thank you. It's a limited edition beanie. Got Montreal. It's very special, and it fits my head perfectly.
I think they'll call it for a night.
Yeah.
Wait, Brett.
Wait out, David.
Do you have a favorite comment that someone left?
What?
Someone commented, why did they make Ratatouille a musical when this exists?
I agree.
Can I mention where Richard Jewell comment? He was tracking down the
bomb. If you're watching this, please, we're big fans of this movie. We love you.
And we would like to know our next live reading will be for the That's cinematic beautiful. Masterpiece of 2019, the best film of 2019. Not directed by Bong Joon-ho. Quentin Tarantino. Not directed by Greta Gerwig, but directed by Clint Eastwood. And that film is Richard Jewell, starring Paul Walter Hausner and John Hamm.
Quentin Tarantino
can
direct a good movie.
Can we shout out Alex the Dude for writing that? Because that's a cool comment.
Yes,
Alex!
Thank you for watching. How many viewers do we have? Curiosity.
We
have
five right now.
Currently.
We've got 10 thumbs up, though.
Currently. We have 10 likes and 2 dislikes.
But, that's going to be good. That's gonna
I know
be good.
One of the dislikes was from our group, so that's fine. So just one person disliked it.
I'm one of the dislikes. I can remove it.
No likes or comments.
Coward.
Yes.
Okay. Someone else removed another dislike, so now we have 11 likes and 1 dislike. I'll like it too.
12 likes and 13 likes and 1 dislike now.
Wow.
Yeah. Good ratio.
This was fun, guys. This was a lot of fun.
It might be because I put the tag. Remember that I put the tag, guys? I should probably know, like, before we started this live stream, I put the tag furry porn, so that probably is.
Good.
We have no.
That is not allowed on YouTube.
We look like freaks.
Dan, you never know the web.
You lied to me.
You lied to me. Yeah.
There's only like 2 furries in this entire chat.
Well, until next time, guys.
Yes, that was great.
Yeah, it was a great time. Next month, the same time, same place, hoodwinked.
Maybe. We'll see. Yeah. I may or may not be able to join.
This is Richard Jewell slander.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we demand the jewel soon.
Can I call
Debbie? We demand the jewel.
I want to be the bomb in Centennial Park. Okay?
Brett, can I call dibs on the goat? I'll sing and everything.
I'll play Sam Rockwell's character. I don't know who it is.
Sam Rockwell's in Hoodwinked.
Wait, what?
Oh,
that's Patrick
Okay, everyone. Okay. We do Hoodwinked, but all of the characters are Richard Jewell characters.
Alright.
I will play the Snickers bar.
There is a wolf in the woods.
I call the wolf.
There is a wolf in Centennial Woods.
Alright, we're done. See y'all later.
See y'all.
Good luck, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.